Oh, howdy, Miss Pinky. Search Live. Come on in. Here's something I can do for you.
Yes, I want to get Captain Pinky a pair of spats.
What is that, Miss Pinky?
Spats. Do you and Mr. Peters have spats?
Oh, spats. Yes, yes, of course we do.
Well, may I see some of them?
Well, I suppose you could if you wanted. They're both here now, though. I tell you, come in some time when his knees bother him. Then's when we usually have him.
Well, what on earth has that to do with Mr. Peters' knees?
Well, just like I tell you. That's what they generally start with.
Oh, nonsense. They start with the ankle.
Not with them. They start with his knees. You see,
please don't contradict. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've certainly seen them plenty of times.
Seen them? Well, where'd you see them?
On Captain Pinkley.
Well, you ain't seen Eb's knees on Captain Pinkley. There ain't another set of knees in Corn Center like Eb. Why, he's got
But I'm not talking about Captain Pinkley's knees.
Neither am I. I'm talking about Eb's knees. I say that
they're... Very well. Say what you have to say and let's drop the subject. What's the matter with Mr. Peters? Is he a little stiff in the joint?
What was that?
Oh, dear, I said, is Mr. Peters getting a little stiff in the joints?
Well, getting stiff in the joints? Say, look here, Mrs. Pinky. Eb ain't never been stiff in his life, let alone bone and joints.
Oh, I'm not speaking of those kind of joints. I'm referring to Mr. Peters' knees.
I don't see what you're so darn interested in Eb's knees for anyway.
Oh, I'm not interested, not the slightest. I said nothing about Mr. Peters' knees. You were the one.
Well, you just shut me dead, Missy. That's all you've been talking about since you come in here.
I beg your pardon? I did not.
Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. A grown woman like you coming in here looking for quarrels.
I'm not looking for quarrels.
Don't sound like it, does it?
I'm looking for sex.
See? See, there you are. You admit it. You admit it, then.
Oh, for heaven's sake, can't you understand? I'm talking about sex. Sex. You wear them on your ankles, over your shoes. They're made out of felt.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Well, say, why didn't you say so, Mrs. Pinky? Sakes, I'm no mind reader, you know.
I want to get a pair for Captain Pinky.
Yes. Well, we ain't got any in stock, but I can order a pair for you.
Well, how long would it take?
Oh, a week, maybe. I'll tell you what I'll do, Ribbon. I'll write the General Supply Company just as soon as Eb comes back. I can't run that typewriter myself.
And I wanted them right away. Can't you telephone for them?
Yes, I reckon I could.
Well, phone now and then see if you can get them.
Yes. I'll have to call long distance. Hmm. Long distance, please.
And I want the latest style and shoes. And I don't let them send any of anything old.
Hello? I'd like to talk to the General Supply Company in San Francisco. Yes.
And find out how much they are, too.
Yes, I will, Missy. Oh, hello, the General Supply Company. This is the Corn Center store. We're the bottom in Peters. Yes. Yes, I want a pair of spats. I say I want a pair of spats for Captain Pinkley. No, not a pair of pants. I say you don't wear pants.
Oh, it's in spats. Spats to cover one foot.
Hello, it's spats to cover one foot. Yes, I know what I'm talking about.
Wear overshoes.
I'm talking about overshoes.
Oh, you're not. Now do exactly as I tell you. As for fur, gray, spats.
Well, wait a second. Can't talk to people at once. That's what, Miss Pinky?
Fur, gray.
Oh, yes, hello. I'd like to speak to Pearl Gray.
Oh, no.
Yes, Pearl Gray.
Oh, it isn't it?
Yes. All right. Well, she says she's out for lunch, doesn't she?
Oh, for goodness sake, don't you get anything right. Pearl Gray is a color, not a girl's name. Now call him up again and order a pair of Pearl Gray spats.
Well, Pearl Gray spats, say, couldn't I just write a letter, Miss Pinky? You know, it cost me 60 cents to telephone.
I don't care how much it costs. I've got to have those spats at once. Now go ahead and call.
Well, all right. Here are your chances again. Don't give me the hello. Long distance, please. Hello. Long distance. Hey, I'd like to talk to General Supply Company in San Francisco again. Yes, my whole line.
And this time, try to get it right. One pair of fur.
Hello. General Supply. Hey, this is the Corn Center store again. Yes, sir, yes, he was. I want a...
Fair, fur, gray, spat.
Fair, fur, gray, spat. Yes, that's right. Oh, it ain't, Well, just a second. Say, Miss Pinky, she says she ain't got no pearl gray.
Well, ask her what color she'd choose if you were picking it for a husband.
Hello? Say, what color would you pick for a husband?
Oh.
She says she'd pick a white
one. Ask her what color she has.
Hello? Well, what color have you got? Yes, I see. In just a second. She says they've got mouse gray and tan.
Well, tell her to send him mouse gray pair.
Hello? Send a pair of mouse gray. Yes, goodbye.
When will they get here?
Well, if you send them up this afternoon, they'll get here tomorrow.
Yes, I think that will be satisfactory. And when they come, have Mr. Peters bring them over to, Homer Jarvis.
Oh, shucks, I forgot that.
Oh, dear, and I told you specifically to find out how much they were. Mm. Well, you just have to call them again and ask them.
Oh, it shakes life, Miss Pinky. I already spent $1.20 long edition, and I can't...
Well, it's your own fault. Mm. You'll have to call them and find out.
Oh, bad nabbit, spent all the money. Mm. Hello? Long distance. Yes, hello, long distance. I'd like to talk to General Supply Company in San Francisco, the General Supply Company, yes. Oh, make $1.80.
Well, it ought to be a lesson to you to pay attention when...
Hello? Say, this is Jeb Winterbottom again. How much is them spats? $1.20, huh? Yes, I got $1.20. Yes, thanks. Then, there'll be $1.50, Miss Pinky.
$1.50? Yes. Well, I just heard you say $1.20.
Yes, but shucks, that's the wholesale price. We got to add some profit, don't we?
I don't see why. You weren't covering the specs and stuff. You didn't have any money tied up in them.
Yes, but Mrs. Pinky, I spent $1.80 telephone.
When you can't give a good customer like me the advance of the wholesale price, I'll find someplace else to trade.
Yes, but that thing, Mrs. Pinky.
All I want to know is how much you're going to charge me for those specs.
I reckon you can have them for $1.20.
Well, it's about time you quit trying to rob people. And when they get there, have Mr. Peters bring them right up. Yes. Oh, yes.
And
Mr.
Peters got charged them. Charged them, yes. Yes, charged them. Let's see here now. $1.20 for the spats and $1.80 for phone calls makes, something for you?
Your name, Winterbottom?
Yes, that's me.
I got a radio out there on the truck for you.
Radio? Well, I didn't order no radio. Who sent it?
Now, wait a minute. I'll look at the tag here. A guy by the name of Friend.
Friend?
He told me to be sure to have it here by noon. Said it was a present or something.
Well, I'd be switched. I thought that fellow was just... Well, fetch it in. I thought he was fooling. Yeah, just fetch it in.
Okay, guys, bring that stuff in. You'll have to pay the trucking charges, though.
Shut you. How much are they?
$40.
$40? I could buy a set for that.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. All I know is we brought two truckloads of radio equipment from San Francisco.
Two truckloads?
Okay, put them over there. Keep that stuff coming in fast. I want to get started back in an hour.
Okay, well.
But that, David, that ain't no radio set. That's just a lot of junk. You must have made a mistake, Mister.
We ain't made no mistake. Now, how about this trucking charge?
Yes.
I don't think I want those specs after all. I found a Terry Oliver store for $1.10.